Courtney Upshaw is with us, Dan. When you hear things like that, and you've heard them a lot the last couple of months from the Mel Kuypers, from the Todd McShays, but when you hear the John Harbaughs and the Ozzie Newsoms and the Dean Pease, who've been around this league a long time, how do you put it all in perspective, Courtney?
Just got to stay humble. I mean, honestly, it did get frustrating on day one, but hey, I'm very happy to be here. After going home and praying that night, even that morning, you know, I was kind of hoping and talking with my agent and my family that, you know, Baltimore picked me up. And it happened, and once I got the call, man, I was very excited. I try not to go to tears. My family did, and I can't stop smiling, man.
I think Ray Lewis may have been the second most excited guy because he tweeted out, hey, we're happy to have a national champion with us. And obviously, you grew up watching Ray, and you certainly knew a lot about his game.
Yes, sir.
But now to spend time in the locker room and on the field with him, what an opportunity.
Well, it's very, you know, I'm very happy to be here. You know, I won't say that again because I am. But just to play with Ray Lewis is definitely an honor. You grow up, you know, most kids as defensive players, especially linebackers, you know, you think about how he played the game and watching him play and the passion and the leadership and the way, you know, here I feel as if not only do the coach lead this team, but the players. You know, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Terrell Suggs, and Joe Flacco, and those guys, Ray Rice, you know, why not want to come here and play for Baltimore?
You nailed it. They do.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm very happy and to come in and learn from those guys how to be a better leader. You know, that's definitely something I'm looking forward to.
And Courtney, take us through the last, you know, from the time you got drafted to now, and you go through, what was the, is it, did you get any sleep? Is it overwhelming? Is it, you roll up and see the castle, and you come in here and just, how do you even take it all in right now?
I mean, it's very, you know, I've been on the move.
yes, you have.
Once I hung up the phone, I got up, you know, before they made the announcement, made sure I hugged everybody. Went out, shook hand with the commissioner, took pictures, to meeting with the media, to get on the train, to here late last night about 1 o'clock, or this morning I should say, and you know, I didn't get to bed till about 4:30. On the phone just talking, and I'm so happy, and I just wanted to talk to somebody.
Well, so, here we are, buddy. We're with you. Brett.
Courtney, is it weird entering a team that has such strong Alabama ties from the top decision maker to Terrence Cody? You're probably going to replace a guy in the defense who went to Alabama. Is that odd? Is that weird? And what's your relationship like with someone like Terrence Cody?
Well, his son, Mike, is a member of the team, right? Mike Newsom is on the team.
Mike Newsom is a part of the team.
Yeah.
And who's got a ring as well.
Yes,
so,
he does.
You know,
national champion. And you made his father very proud, by the way.
Yes, sir. But just speaking on the Alabama thing here, it's definitely great to be back with those guys. You know, Chavis with me here also. You know, he was kind of like another mentor and a coach to me, you know, helping me get in the playbook. And, you know, once I moved to outside back, and, you know, he was one of the guys who knew the defense in and out. And just to be a part of, you know, that with these guys, you know, hopefully get another championship is going to be great.
Last thing before we let you go, a lot of Dean Pease just talked about the sophistication of Coach Saban's defense and how that has helped Terrence Cody when he got here and now you as well. It had to be a little adjustment trying to get used to that defense, but once you got it, did you feel like you were just unbeatable as a defense?
Most definitely. You know, I felt as if, you know, I was going to be unstoppable. You know, I kind of went into these last two seasons. Once I finally got that start, I was very hungry for that start and finally got it. You know, I went into the season saying that, hey, if I get beat, if I get blocked, it's because I let somebody block me. But, you know, learning that defense made it easy. You know, it was a tough defense to learn, honestly, but once you learn it, man, the easy thing is to go out and do it and produce and make plays.
Well, listen, we appreciate your time.
Yes,
best of luck to you. Welcome to Baltimore.
Thank you.